a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Video come back to order. Taking public testimony on Senate Bill 125. Proponents for Senate Bill 125.
Thank you and good morning. My name is Margot Northrup and I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Association of Rural Water Systems. Senator Gillespie unfortunately was not able to be here today due to the weather. She is on her way, but she is comfortable with us going forward with the bill and we'd like to do that. Chairman, I would like to speak to the amendment that I passed out as well. Thank you. This bill is a bill that would that changes the amount of time that we can bring that a utility or an excavator can bring a complaint under the South Dakota One Call Board. Right now, the South Dakota One Call system is a mandatory statewide notification system that's established by South Dakota statute to inform all underground facility operators of intended and planned excavation. SDCL 497A and corresponding administrative rules identify the different obligations and duties that excavators and utility providers must follow. In the event of a violation of these duties and obligations, a complaint can be filed before the South Dakota One Call Board, which is made up of representatives of various utilities and excavators throughout the state. Currently, there are two separate statute of limitations before the One Call Board. Right now, if there is a complaint alleging a violation of any statute or rule except for 497A12, it shall be brought within 90 days of the date of the alleged violation. The second, unless it's a violation of 497A12, in that situation, 497A12, it should be brought within 1 year of discovery of the alleged violation. So it's different than just a run-of-the-mill violation. And what 497A12 is it's a statute that references either that if an excavator cuts something, they have to call One Call or the utility provider to say there's been a cut, and they can't try to fix that cable cut themselves. And so the problem that arises from our members and I think others in the industry is that they don't believe that 90 days is enough of a time frame if they don't discover that cable cut right away. And the way that I look at this is, you know, if there's damage in a cable cut, there's definitely notification that that's occurred. These are the situations where there's not necessarily damage, but there's still a violation and they would like to bring a complaint before the One Call Board based on that violation. One of the examples that I've been given is a lot of times or sometimes in South Dakota, an excavator will not call One Call to report that they're going to dig. It may be in a winter month. They go ahead and dig. There's no damage that occurs, but our people aren't finding that this has occurred until the snow is melted, until spring, and they're able to bring, or by that time it's too late for them to bring a complaint forward. Now, the way that this process has went is the original bill changed it so it would just be 90 days of discovery. We presented that to the One Call Board in a couple of their meetings, and they were very concerned that that would be an unlimited statute of limitations. And so what I've done with the amendment, and I believe that the One Call Board is here and supports the amendment, is it caps that at 1 year. And so the way that I look at it is that if something happens on January 1st and you don't discover it until June 1st, you only have 90 days until June 1st to file a complaint. So if, and likewise, if it happens on January 1st and you discover it on November 1st, you would only have, you know, the 2 months, the 60 days to file that complaint. We believe that this bill with the amendment will give utilities and excavators a little bit longer to try to discover some of those. Based on the cap for 1 year, there shouldn't be concerns about lost discovery, lost tickets, things like that. We should still have all of the information, and it gives us a little bit more of an opportunity to file some of these complaints that I think will benefit the One Call Board, which I think their mission is to educate and to deter. So we're hoping that we can file complaints before damage actually occurs. And I will stand by for questions.
Thank you. Additional proponents for Senate Bill 125? Welcome back.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Larry Janes. I'm the executive director of South Dakota One Call. Last week, I testified that the board was in opposition to the original bill. We were. We had a call yesterday, and we are in support of this bill with this amendment. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional proponents for Senate Bill 125. Additional proponents. Seeing none, opponents to 125. Are there additional opponents to 125? Seeing none, questions of the committee? Seeing none, the chair by hereby closes public testimony on Senate Bill 125, and we move to discussion and or action on Senate Bill 125. It's been a motion by Senator Nesselhoff and seconded by Senator Gant to move an Amendment 125-TA. Discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, all of those in favor of 125-TA indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We hereby move to discussion and or action on Senate Bill 125 as amended.
Do pass.
It's been a motion by Senator Nelson. Do pass. Second by Senator Gant. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we have a do pass motion on Senate Bill 125. Do pass. As amended, the secretary will call the roll. All those in favor indicate by saying aye. Opposed, say no.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Merchant? Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Terbeck-Berry?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Unanimous.
Senate Bill 125 goes to the floor. Do pass. It's been a motion by Senator Gant, seconded by Senator Nesselhoff for consent discussion. Seeing none, consent motion for Senate Bill 125 as amended. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? 125 will be on the consent calendar. I believe Senator would like to address the bill. With that, Senate Bill 119 is another one from Senator Gillespie. She is traveling and unable to be here for that, so we will hold that over until Thursday, as well as one final action on 116. So with that, we have no other business before us today, and the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
There's been a motion to adjourn by Senator Nelson, seconded by Senator Gant. All in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.